insane coworker ate my spicy leftovers, then accused me of poisoning him and got me fired. 1 week later, I received the greatest turnaround. We have a fridge at work. Up to this point, nothing I had in it was stolen. I am quite new and others have told me that this was a problem. The thing is, my food is always really, really spicy. I just love it that way. Anyway, I was sitting at my desk when my coworker came running out, having a hard time breathing. He then ran into the bathroom and started being sick. Turns out he ate my clearly labeled lunch. It also was in a cooler lunchbox to keep it cold from work to home, as it's a long drive. There was nothing different about my lunch that day. In fact, it was just the leftovers from my dinner the night before. Fast forward a day and my boss comes in asking if I tried to poison this person. Of course, I denied that I had done so. I even took out my current day's lunch and let my boss taste it a bit. He was blown away by how spicy it was, even though he only took a small bite. I then proceeded to eat several spoonfuls to prove I could eat it with no problem. He said not to worry, and that it was clear to him that I didn't mean any harm. My coworker shouldn't have been eating my food. I thought the issue was over. A week later, I got called up to HR for an investigation, claiming that I did try to harm this person and this investigation is still ongoing. What confuses me is there was nothing said about this guy trying to steal my lunch. When I brought it up, they said something along the lines of, "We cannot prove he stole anything." I am confused about this. I thought the proof would be clear. My boss is on my side, but HR seems to be trying to string me along and their behavior is quite aggressive. Even if my boss backs me up, they just ignore everything he says. As in, he would say that's clearly not the case and the HR lady wouldn't even look in his direction and continue talking. On top of this, HR claims that it would be well within said coworker's rights to try and sue me. The way it was said seemed to suggest that they suggested this to him as a course of action. How can someone be caught stealing my lunch then turn around and say I was in the wrong? I ended up being fired by HR, as she said there was enough of a case to get rid of me before the top boss came back. I consulted a lawyer who sent a letter to the company informing them that I was considering legal action. The letter contained the reasons for doing so and an account of what happened. 1 week later, I got a call from the guy who owns the company asking me to come back, with an apology. Both the HR woman and the thief have been let go. He also gave me a very generous raise, I assume to gloss everything over. I accepted and am now back at work. As much as I hate to go based on office talk, it seemed that the HR woman and the food thief may have been romantically involved. So I assume it was her way of protecting him. Right now I'm working in the previous position with almost double my paycheck, so it's a great turnaround. The boss also opened more doors for me, offering different training courses that I'll be paid for. It's obviously to keep me happy and stop me from taking any legal action, but what more could I ask for? Something unreasonable happened and it's been more than corrected.